The Mid-Autumn Festival, dating back thousands of years ago, is celebrated each year on the 15th day of the 8th full moon around the time of the autumn equinox. During the happy occasion, people eat different fresh fruits and nuts, as well as mooncakes, thick pastries with various fillings, which resemble the full moon and symbolize happiness and family reunions. Many folks on the Taiwan island have returned to the mainland for the holiday. For them, traditional local delicacies are must to give away to friends and family members.
I'm carrying one of Taiwan's specialties, pineapple tarts. They are made of very fresh pineapple, and you can see the word Taiwan on the box, so as to show the food is from my hometown.
Elsewhere in China, lots of people are taking trips for relaxation. Aba County in southwestern Sichuan province, which was struck by a severe earthquake in 2008, has been rebuilt as an ethnic folk culture city. One travel agent says visitors have been flocking into Aba and other destinations across the province.
Travelers can enjoy colorful blooming lily flowers in the county. Children can choose to entertain themselves at the newly opened aquarium where they can watch the exciting dolphin performance.
Meanwhile, villagers from South China's Guangdong province are celebrating the festival by burning brick towers. Each night during the holiday, they built a 3.8 meter high, cone-shaped brick tower and fill it with straw, hay and wood shavings. Once the fire is lit, villagers poke the burning materials to make the flames spurt out of the tower to honor their ancestral heroes.
Everyone cheers as the flames rise. The higher the flames, the better luck we will have.
In homes, two full plates of mooncakes, water chestnuts and fruits are placed on the table as sacrificial offerings to the goddess of the moon. People also use grapefruit bowls with lighted joysticks to pray for peace, safety and family reunions during the entire year.
Parents of my age have almost forgotten the customs like lighting joystick bowls and offering sacrifices to the god of moon. Thanks to this activity, we've got to know these traditions again.
For CRI, this is Wei Tong.